Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are halfway to the weekend. What did I tell you Monday? The weekend's going to be here before you know it. We're already halfway to the weekend. Yeah, just unusually cloudy, just kind of cloudy and warm and muggy, and the weather's going to be, I guess, this way for a little while. All right, we have got a lot to talk about this afternoon, a lot of stuff. It's going to be fun. I don't know what happened to the Pelicans last night. They fell apart. They came back from an 18-point deficit to tie the game, and then they just fell apart in the end. And another loss at home. We'll talk more about that this afternoon. I mean, it's not over. They got one more shot against the Sacramento Kings Friday night in the Smoothie King Center. Maybe we could switch the game to Sacramento. They'd have a better chance of winning. Also, in the Louisiana legislature, a Senate committee is going to consider a bill that would exclude the French Quarter from constitutional carry if that law does go into effect this summer. Anyone in the French Quarter would have to have a valid concealed carry permit to carry a gun. You know, I know a lot of people are going to become irrationally crazy over this. I don't think it's a big deal. We've got restrictions over where you can carry guns now. So this is not an assault on the Second Amendment. NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick wants more. She wants the restrictions to be broadened to the hospitality zone in New Orleans, and that would include Poydras and, I guess, the Warehouse District as well, where that shooting took place Sunday night. So are you okay with these restrictions to constitutional carry? I think it's okay. You know, we've got restrictions now. There are places you can't carry a gun. So, you know, why not make that the French Quarter and areas that are considered to be the hospitality zone? I don't have a problem with that. Now, that's not going to totally solve the problem, because there are going to be a lot of, who's to say how many, but there are going to be people who don't give a damn about the law, and they're going to carry guns into these areas. So this is not a guarantee that it's going to eliminate all guns in these areas, but I do think it's a step that we can certainly take. Also, am I missing something here? Still no word from NOPD on Officer Vappi having a dinner with Mayor Cantrell? Still no word on that? What is important about this is integrity. Integrity of NOPD. And this is one incident, but it might be considered by many to be a microcosm of bigger issues with the city and NOPD. And that's why this should be addressed by NOPD. But obviously, Mayor Cantrell doesn't want NOPD to address this because it involves her booty guard. So anyway, we'll talk about that this afternoon. How do you feel about Governor Jeff Landry in his first 100 days in office? A lot to talk about there. And Fox News has called Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, an idiot, who is trying to, quote, wreck, unquote, the Republican Party. How long have I been talking about this? How long have I been talking about this on the show? That Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and right-wing radicals within the Republican Party are trying to wreck the party. And I love, I mean, I can't, has she responded yet? We're going to be on the lookout for a response because, you know, she has a hard time keeping her mouth shut. And she's just a toxic waste in the Republican Party. She's not a policymaker. She's a noisemaker. And Fox News called her out. Fox News calls her an idiot. And she's trying to wreck the Republican Party. We have been talking about that for a long time. And finally, this conservative news channel has picked up on something that we picked up on. And again, my criticism of Marjorie Taylor Greene was not criticism of the Republican Party, not criticism of conservatives. It was criticism of those people who are trying to wreck the party. I'm a registered independent. I'm a radical moderate. You can figure out what that means if you listen to the show. And I was registered Republican for a great part of my life. I except for the very beginning of my life when I first registered to vote, there were no Republicans. There were no prominent Republicans in the state. Republicans couldn't win. So my dad said, look, register to vote as a Democrat because of the close primary, because if you want to really participate in statewide politics, you need to be a Democrat so you can vote in those primaries, because there were just really essentially no Republicans that were of any importance. So that was the only time I registered as a Democrat. And not long after that, I registered as a Republican. I'm an independent now because, again, I'm not going to buy into either party. Both parties are full of it. And both parties are the problem. And the media is a part of that as well. And also, you know, I can't help but think that now trashing America seems to be a strategy for getting Trump elected. Trashing America. I wrote a blog about this. I think it's posted on our website, WWL.com. It should also be posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. If not, it will be up there soon. And that's a great place for you to comment on it. But is trashing America, is talking about what a crappy country this is and how bad things are, is trashing America a good strategy for getting Trump elected? I don't think things are that bad. In fact, things are not that bad by a lot of standards. But for things to be good in America, that's not good for Trump, and that's not good for some Republicans because they want things to be bad. They want us to be suffering as a nation. And look, there's a lot that's wrong with our country, a lot that needs to be taken care of, like the border and other things. But this trashing of America to make it seem like things are so horrible here, man, that's a disservice to Americans. So we'll get into that this afternoon. Also, the code word for today to win Jazz Fest tickets for the first weekend of Jazz Fest, the code word today is alligator. Now, you're going to need the code word alligator, and you take that code word, go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and use the code word alligator and register to win tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest. Plus, you also get a pair of passes for the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle. Now, this goes from downtown right into the infield of Jazz Fest. Even if you don't win this, the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle, that's a great way to get to Jazz Fest. If you haven't done this yet, it's just there's plenty of parking, and you just take the shuttle, and they take you right to the infield, and they pick you up, and they bring you right back to your car. And you can just relax and visit with people on the bus, and it's a really great way to get there. So listen, go to our website, wwl.com/contest. Use the code word alligator and register to win. And this is from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you as well. How are we doing?
Good, good.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay. My arm's feeling a little bit better today. Thank
you. Well, that's
you.
Good. That's good.
Oh, I want to thank you, too. You brought me those strawberries.
Yeah, strawberries from Strawberry. I couldn't eat them all, you know, and they're going to go bad before I can eat them all, so I thought I'd, you know, share some with you.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. A lot to get to today.
Busy day.
Want to check into some of the early texts?
I
love to check the fresh early texts that come in just as we begin the show, because we talk about all the things that we're going to talk about.
Here's one that says, Governor Landry is only out for one thing, and that's his political agenda. In the first 100 days, he's gotten nothing of importance done in all of the special sessions except pass his own agenda.
Yeah, well, in the first 100 days, Governor Jeff Landry has proven to be a right-wing radical. And I said I was going to accept him as governor with an open mind. I was very critical of him as attorney general because as a lawyer, as attorney general, there were times when he defied the Constitution, and you can't do that. He defied the Constitution in the name of advancing his political agenda, which is right-wing radicalism. And again, when I talk about this, I'm not talking about all Republicans. I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm talking about those right-wing radicals like Marjorie Taylor Greene that now Fox News is calling an idiot who's trying to wreck the party. So, Governor Landry has proven to be a right-wing radical, and it may get worse before it gets better.
Here's a text that says, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Russia-loving idiot, too. Another text message says, I pretty much never agree with Fox News, but Marjorie Taylor Greene is an absolute disgrace.
You know, this is a big thing. I can't wait. Will you be on the lookout if I miss it? Will you be on the lookout for any response that she has? Because she's one of these women, or she's not just women, but men, too. She just can't keep her mouth shut. And she's going to have to respond to this. But for Fox News to call her an idiot trying to wreck the Republican Party, that's got to hurt her. And it should. But Fox News is right in this case.
Give you a couple more. Here's one that says, hey, Scoot, I think the first solution to our problems is to get Congress under term limits. Why is nobody talking about that? Why can that not be done? That is our problem, first and foremost.
Well, we talk about it all the time, but nothing is done. And here's the problem. Everybody wants term limits, but people tend to vote in their candidate, their representative. They vote for their representative or their senator again because their senator or their congressperson, they've got power, they've got some seniority, and they're making things happen for their district. So everybody's selfish across the country. Broadly, everybody wants term limits, but everybody votes in their person. We have the power to limit the terms of candidates. They're never going to vote for term limits. I'd like to see term limits. But in the meantime, why don't we, the voters, exercise the power we have to limit terms by voting people out of office? Don't be afraid to vote out the incumbents.
I have a contrary opinion on this.
Okay.
I don't think you need term limits if you have more competitive districts, at least for the lower chamber and for state houses, you know, like the Senate. You know, you only get two of them, so yeah, it's your state is only going to be as competitive as it is. But if you're drawing congressional districts, if those seats are more competitive, then you don't need to put a limit on the number of terms that somebody can spend in there, because they'll always be in competition from somebody who thinks they can do a better job.
But there's still going to be the seniority thing and the impression that, well, this person's been there and, you know, they've got some seniority, so let's keep them in there. I can't believe Senator Ted Kennedy stayed in his position as long as he did, mm-hmm. with all that he did. But I think that's the mentality of the districts. But I want to remind us, we have the power to limit terms. What we have to do is just vote incumbents out of office, not be afraid of that.
Yep, heard that. I'll leave you with this one. Hey, guys, if you're talking about Trump today, be sure to mention it's just a matter of time before he erupts like Jack Nicholson in the movie A Few Good Men. Stay tuned. Hey, we got some audio from the courtroom.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, that's pretty much the way it is.
You bought me on that wall.
A lot of people can't handle the truth. But it's the truth, and that doesn't change. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Okinawa Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I hate to do it, but I gotta do it. We're dedicating this song to the Pelicans, who blew it yesterday against the Lakers. And, you know, there were some empty seats in the stands last night. And obviously, these are areas where, you know, you think that they would be taken up by season ticket holders. But I see more empty seats at Pelicans games than I do at other games around the country. So, you know, we're not yet quite a basketball city. I hope that changes. But, yeah, the Pelicans really blew it last night. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back with Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank next on WWL. Hey, the New Orleans Public Library always has something going on. There are 15 locations in the city of New Orleans. And, you know, this is a place for you to take your kids and just turn them loose in the book section for kids. And let them look through books. And, you know, you never know what they're going to discover. They may discover something about themselves that you don't know. And, you know, it's also a great place for you to go. You don't have to buy a $35 book. You can get the latest books. You could just check them out at the New Orleans Public Library. And if you don't have a library card, it's so easy. I mean, they gave me one. If they give me a library card, they'll give you one, too. Kind of cool looking, too. Nice design. But it's, you know, it's a place where you can go and check out movies. If you've got kids and you don't have any premium cable services, go check out some of the latest movies at the New Orleans Public Library. And also, I remind you that if you have the Libby app, you can borrow ebooks and audiobooks at the library for up to 21 days. So that's an extension, so you don't have to speed read or speed it up to get through it. And if you don't have the Libby app, you can download it at the Apple Store or Google Play. And if you need a library card, just sign up by going to the website nolalibrary.org. But the New Orleans Public Library is a great resource for information, and you find the information you want. So the information's not going to be biased. And a lot of websites we all go to are biased, even though some of us don't know they're biased. So check out the New Orleans Public Library. It's also a great place for your kids, a great place to take them after school. The New Orleans Public Library, 15 locations in the city, and there is more information by going to the website nolalibrary.org.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And Paul Myers from the North Shore, he's the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good. Okay, look, last week was America Saves Week, and Metairie Bank was very much involved in that. And you and John LeBlanc do a great job of talking about savings. And I think people, and I'm speaking for myself because I'm one of them, I feel like if I can't save a lot, if it's not enough to save, then I'm just not going to bother saving it. And that certainly isn't the right attitude.
It's not, Scoot. And look, we are a society where we look at it and everything's got to be big numbers. But the reality is we've got to start somewhere. And there was an article in last week's one of the Wall Street Journals from last week, and actually that I left it at the house, and I hate that I did that, but it talked about how a percentage, and I want to say it was over 25% of Americans polled, if they had an issue come up within their household that was more than $500, they were going to have to go put that on credit card or some other method to cover the payment because they didn't have the cash. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you start thinking about that, that's kind of terrifying in many ways. And then, you know, there are studies that say one in five adults age 30 plus don't have any retirement or savings to speak of. And I think a big barrier to that is just people not knowing where to go and what questions to ask. I think there's just a fear that creates that barrier to entry.
Yeah. You know, it's really easier than you think to save. And you, like you say, you could start with just a little bit, but it has to be a mentality. And, you know, I think once you develop the habit, I'm just going to sneak a little bit of money into the savings account. And then maybe you start to get in the habit and you start really trying to challenge yourself to sneak a little more money in there.
Well, and look, it's one of those things where, and again, I put myself in these conversations and what my wife and I do with our family, and we have a savings account here, but we don't have it tied to any of the online banking or mobile banking apps or anything else that we offer here at the bank. It's a standalone savings account, and we get a paper statement once a month. And the reason why we do that is that money we put, and look, it can be, if you get paid every week, or you get paid twice a month, take $20 per paycheck. If you can afford $20, if you can't afford $20, take $10. But automatically put it into that account that's not tied to your checking account, that's not tied to anything, because then you don't see it. Mm-hmm. Then it's just, right, you're paying yourself first, and it's there. That's that automatic saving portion of what you can do to really – is it – you're not going to look at it in 3 months and go, wow, I've got $10,000. No, not unless you have the ability to do that. But what it does is it gets you started. And you know, if you're able to, let's say you get a bonus maybe once a year or twice a year, or you get a pay raise, maybe you can increase what you're putting in savings, you know, put a little bit so that if you got a little breathing room in your monthly budget, of course, but increase that savings rate. Those are the kind of things, you know, you want to make sure that if you do it automatically, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
And you want to know how that works. All of our taxes are taken out automatically.
Right.
We don't see those.
Yeah.
We don't think about it.
No, that's
it's
right.
An automatic thing.
You know, and I think as human beings, I can speak for myself. If I see a savings account grow a little bit, I'm inspired to want to put more money in the account. So, it causes me to look for reasons to put the money in the account first. Because look, you know, in the course of a week, we all spend money we don't have to spend. And if you start to add up what you spend on fancy coffee drinks or what you spend in wine or alcohol, if you cut that back a little bit, I think you'd be surprised how much you spend per month in that. And some of that could go into a savings account.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, you know, one of the things that you can start at any age. You know, you and I are more seasoned in our career, but you can start at any age, and starting with kids, that's great. Whether you're saving for unexpected items, whether it's you're saving to achieve major milestones that you know that you're going to need to buy a new car, or you want to buy a new home, or you know the other thing too, this point can't be missed, and we've talked about it before and we continue to talk about it, but the reduction of personal debt, of credit cards or personal loans, those are things that because you're not having to pay some of the more exorbitant interest rates on revolving debt, that also helps you to save as well, because you're not having to service that debt.
And look, as long as I have you on the phone with Metairie Bank, what does Metairie Bank do to help people save money? What does Metairie Bank do to encourage people?
Well, look, we've got a lot of great things. We've got obviously you get your traditional banking products, where we've got money markets, we've got savings accounts, we've got CDs. I've even had an individual who found themselves in a situation where we just had tax day, and they found themselves where they actually owed taxes, and they were a little worried that they were going to have to deplete, I think it was almost about 40% of what they had in their savings account. And that gave them some trepidation, right? They were worried about that. So actually what we ended up doing is, and a lot of people don't realize you can do this, is they actually, they took the money that they were going to have to move out of the bank to cover taxes. And because in this particular situation, they're in sales and they've got a bonus coming up based upon how they're paid. And what we did is we did a CD for 7 months. And because now you're earning money on your money. Now, granted, we did the CD and then we did a loan against the CD to help them cover their taxes. So what that does is that way. When they get their bonus, they're actually going to pay the loan off against the CD. They're still earning interest. They can put the CD back into their savings account if they want. They can roll the CD over. But it made them feel a little bit better that the money just wasn't gone. And because of the way that we do our CD-secured loans, it was at a rate that they were comfortable with. And they were appreciative that we helped them kind of think, as much as this term gets way overused, think outside the box or think creatively to help them, because they had, to your point, when you save and you see that number go up and you start to feel confident, like you're achieved something, and there's a sense of pride. You say, look, I'm getting over the hump. And then when something like that comes up. So that was a way that we worked with them to help them feel better about not having to just liquidate what they had in the bank.
Yeah.
So those are great things. It's all about the different need, and between investment services that we have, where we've got some financial advisors that depend upon the need. One thing that I will always say: every loan, every request, every customer with a deposit, checking, savings, CD, doesn't matter. There may be similarities, but everybody has a different need. And the beauty of where we are as a community bank and Metairie Bank is, I joke because it was community bank week a couple weeks ago as well. And as the song goes, ain't there no more. More and more of our local community banks are going by the wayside. But now that, and Metairie Bank, we're still here, over 77 years. We recognize the need to understand our customers and our communities, and we listen.
And Paul, if somebody, just like an average person walked in with a small checking account or something, they could sit down with an officer with Metairie Bank and you'd explain to them, like somebody could just sit down and say, hey, how can I start to save some money? Help me figure this out.
Absolutely. And there is no account too small. And everybody is treated the same. We take care of our customers and we take care of our communities. And, what's the saying that I was taught to treat the president and the janitor the same way, the president of the company and the janitor the exact same way. And that's
right.
It doesn't matter who you are. You're a Metairie Bank customer or you want to become a Metairie Bank customer. We're happy to help you. We're happy to sit down and visit with you and figure out what works best for you.
Paul, earlier in the conversation, you said something like, you kind of implied that you're like everybody else. And you're really not, because, while some of us were looking for our dad's magazines, we know that you were looking for your dad's ledger. I mean, where was he hiding his ledger? Because that's something that you got excited about, the ledger and the balance of the checkbook. You know, that doesn't excite everybody, but, you're that guy who's into the numbers, who's into the money, and I admire people like you. I wish I were more like you.
Scoot, I grew up so dirt poor. There was no ledger. There was no checkbook. There were no numbers to balance.
Well, look at
but
you
I,
now.
I recognize that you know, I learned early on the numbers don't lie. And if you if you embrace it and you figure it out, you don't run from it. There's something empowering about that. So that's why I guess I get kind of keyed up when we talk about these things, because you're taking the control of your finances and your life, and you're making a difference.
No, it's true. And let's say you get a windfall, like you win tickets for Jazz Fest, but you were going to buy them. If you win tickets from us for Jazz Fest and you didn't have to buy them, take the money that you were going to use to buy them and put that in a savings account.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, one of the things it talks about is you know, when you start talking about saving for the unexpected, look, we around here all recognize the issues and the challenges associated when we have a storm, just like last week with the poor folks over in Slidell with the tornadoes. But, you know, we live in an area where we are prone to hurricanes and weather events, and we want to ensure that we can do what we need to do to protect, whether it's our family, our friends, our property, and not have to go leverage ourselves to a point where we're constantly worried about what we're going to do next.
Paul,
and all that is in planning.
It's always great to visit with you. Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President from Every Bank, and thank you for your time and thank you for your wisdom, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Scoot. I actually just pulled up to our new branch that we're building on Highway 21 in Covington. So it's really coming along, and we're excited.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, I want to talk about the Louisiana Legislature Senate Committee considering a bill that would exclude the French Quarter from constitutional carry if that law does go into effect this summer. So anyone in the French Quarter would need to have a valid concealed carry permit to carry a gun. Are you okay with that? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1955, Fats Domino released Ain't That a Shame on Imperial Records. It would become number one on the Billboard R&B chart. It would reach number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It became the first of 37 top 40 hits for Fats Domino over the next 8 years. You know, don't ever think that Fats Domino was not a force in the early years of rock and roll, because he was one of the inventors. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we've got a brief programming change here. We are going to talk about the legislature and a Senate committee considering a bill that would exclude the French Quarter of New Orleans from constitutional carry law if it goes into effect this summer. So we're going to still talk about that. But right now, we're going to talk to Callie. And Callie is in the North Mesa Bar in Rome, Georgia. And that is the district of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Callie, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I wanted to talk to somebody in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district and just ask them, I mean, do you guys really like her?
I mean, I do, personally. I mean, yeah. I can't speak for everybody, but
of course,
me, myself, I do.
Yeah. But do you think there's some people who are, like, you know, not that crazy about her?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, working at a bar.
I don't know what happened. We lost contact.
Yeah, let me see if I can get
okay,
it.
Okay, try her back again. I mean, that can happen. Yeah, she's in a bar, North Mesa Bar in Rome, Georgia, and it's almost 2 o'clock here. It's almost 3 o'clock.
Okay, sorry.
In Rome, Georgia. That's okay, Callie.
It's okay.
So do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene gets fair treatment in the media?
I mean, I assume so. I guess so.
Yeah. Did you hear that Fox News, there was an op-ed piece in Fox News, and today they called her an idiot.
Oh, wow. No, I did not read that.
Does it surprise you that Fox News would do that? And they say she's trying to wreck the Republican Party. Oh, that doesn't surprise you.
I mean, no, it doesn't surprise me because I feel like she gets a lot of negative news, but it doesn't make her a negative person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I personally do like I said, I do like her.
Hey, has she ever come into the North Mesa bar?
No, but I've seen her at Kroger.
You've seen her at Kroger? That's a big that's
I've
a big grocery
Kroger.
Store.
I have a picture with her.
Do you remember what she had in her basket?
No. Actually, I don't believe she had a basket. She was just walking around. It was her and a gentleman.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people think she's kind of loony.
Well, I think all of us are a little bit loony.
Well, that's a good point. I know I am. Callie, so you think she's going to be reelected?
I believe she is.
Okay.
I do. I believe she is.
Now, what is the what's a popular drink at the North Mesa Bar?
So we only serve beer.
Only beer.
So anything from, you know, the Blue Mountains from the Coors Light to the Michelob Ultras.
Yeah. Do you have a Beta beer?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I personally, I drink either Miller Lite or Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. Were you on that Bud Light campaign to not drink Bud Light?
Well, I know that around here, a lot of people quit drinking it because of that.
Really?
I don't think that was a smart idea on their part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would think that, you know, if you've got a favorite beer, it doesn't matter what somebody, you know, it doesn't matter if they reach out to somebody. I mean, if that's your favorite beer, man, drink your favorite beer, right?
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
It tastes good, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. Do you have darts or anything like that?
We do. We have darts, pool table, karaoke on weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun if she stopped in there sometime.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
All right, well, Callie, I just, you know, I really wanted to get in touch with somebody in Rome, Georgia, and see if there are actually people who like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There are people out here that do, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Callie, thank you for your time. Have a good afternoon, and I hope you get big tips this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Callie. That's Callie from the North Mesa Bar in Rome, Georgia. So they like her. I mean, they really like her, and it sounds like she's going to be reelected. So I don't know. I'm kind of surprised, especially with everything that she's done. It's kind of cool that Callie ran into her at the Kroger store, which would be like, you know, Rouse's or Dorgnack's or Winn-Dixie or one of the stores in the area. She really sounded like she loves her. And Ian, you took a look at the website, and they've got Trump stuff in the bar.
I mean, they're Google listing. Yeah, they're I mean, there's just, you know, some nice happy folks enjoying themselves in a bar. But then there's one picture where you can see on the roof they got a bunch of Trump flags up there, a couple your Confederate flags. So, you know, seems like that kind of bar. I would party there.
Well, I just wondered if, with all the things that she has said and done, if people in Rome, Georgia still like her, or if they've kind of, you know, come to realize what we realize, and that is that she's kind of kooky.
I want to go hang out in this bar, if I'm being totally honest with you. I love a good dive bar.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me if they got Trump stuff all over the walls. I'm sure I can have a nice conversation and a cold beer.
But what about a bar that only serves beer?
I've never heard of that. I was like, can I get like a shot of whiskey or something? I'm not asking. Can I have a Manhattan neat served up? Like, no,
you know,
just
I'm not
give
a
me a
beer
shot
drinker.
Of beer.
I'm not a beer drinker, but you know what I just thought about? I haven't done this in so long. I love a red beer where you put a Bloody Mary mix in the beer.
Oh, I definitely mess with a red beer, dude.
Oh, my God. I just thought about that. I'm not a beer drinker, but I love that with a lemon or a lime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hey, look, here's a text that says, that was a swing and a miss. Y'all were hoping to get someone to bash Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No.
No, we weren't.
No,
that's not at all what we were trying to do. We just wanted to get somebody on the phone.
We
could have done that.
I could have bashed her. I could have bashed her in front of Callie. But no, that's I just wanted to get an honest opinion about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Sorry we disappointed you there, but we weren't disappointed. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. We've got a lot to talk about, and you know, a lot of decisions are made, and we'll talk about some decisions that need to be made. We'll get into that this afternoon, and also after the news, we'll talk more about this Senate bill that would exclude the French Quarter from constitutional carry. If that law goes into effect this summer, is anybody freaking out over that? Is anybody thinking, oh my God, Second Amendment rights? What about that? there are already restrictions of where you could have a gun. Why not the French Quarter? Why not the hospitality zone in New Orleans? Why not? There's already precedent for restrictions to having a gun in certain places. Also, we'll talk about Jeff Landry in his first 100 days in office. And Fox News calls Marjorie Taylor Greene an idiot. Fox News. And they say she's trying to wreck the Republican Party. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come on WWL. You know there better be a damn good reason why we're playing this song on the air. On the Scoot of the Air Rock Culture Calendar.
Slaps.
Today we wish happy birthday to Spice Girls' Posh Spice. Posh Spice Victoria Beckham is 50 years old today. Wow, Spice Girls maturing. Hey, it's okay. It's cool. It's okay to mature. All right. Yeah, there's some movement and an update on this bill that would allow certain areas of the French Quarter, New Orleans, like the French Quarter, to be free from constitutional carry. We'll update you on that. And also, is trashing America a new way to get Trump elected? A lot of people are trashing America in the name of Donald Trump. Is trashing this country, is it worth trashing this country? Does this country deserve to be trashed? Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the air. Thank you for being with us Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend on WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.